Welcome to Deciphering Distortions, the second in a series of 12-part podcasts by the Grand Council, brought to you by Ancient Future Today.
Well, indeed, it is our pleasure to be with all of you, our listening audience, whether you are in the current moment whilst we are speaking to you, or you are listening to a recording afterwards. It matters not, for time is all the same moment in real terms. And if you believe that, you could call it a truth. And many would say it is a metaphysical truth. Others might say it is a physics truth. Others might say it is not the truth. And who would know for sure whether it is or not the truth? Well, that is our topic of this day and the beginning topic of deciphering distortions, which is a 12-part, 12-aspect journey of its own, compact from beginning to end, with 12 different aspects of distortions and or truths, depending on where you stand relative to what we offer and to which we are speaking and from which and from where or whence we speak. So you see, it is going to be a rather circular looping sort of consideration, at least for today's topic of truth. For this is one of the things on your planet of Gaia, Mother Earth, in your galaxy of the Milky Way, that is in question, especially on your, because no one is sure who even knows the truth, much less is telling the truth about so many things in your world right now. You have just been into and through the first 2 years of COVID restrictions and regulations and authorizations and permutations, et cetera, et cetera. And things are just as chaotic now in your 2-year mark or your 18 months or however long it has really been, as you were in the beginning, perhaps even more chaotic because so much speculation about what is true and what is not, what is possible, what is not, what is efficient, what is effective or not, has been promulgated upon all of you in your very many different countries on your planet, in very many different languages, in very different cultural contexts with cultural values and understandings of things being quite different, depending on whether you're a socialist or a democratic or a republic or communism or whatever you may be in your political systems, those truths that you promulgate into and through, and some of which you believe because you've experienced them firsthand, and some of which you judge if you have not, or if you have even, you might judge them as truth untruth. You see, there are so many factors for each of you humans on the planet of Earth. It's a wonder that any of you ever can agree on a truth of some sort. So what would be a truth in your life, just in your personal life? Is it true that you are a man or a woman or a child or an adult or a boy or a girl or a trans or a dog or a scholar or a priest or a rabbi or a scout leader or a drumming expert or a shaman or a village elder or a crone or a maiden, a virgin or a whore? Or what is the truth about you? And how do you know that that is the truth? How can you be called a whore if all you have done is slept with someone that you love? Or some ones that you love? Well, you are a whore in some and very many cultures and very many paradigms. if you have slept with anyone other than that one to whom you are legally bound. And for some in the world, that is not a truth. They define sexual activity as something that is natural and that can be expressed with anyone they like. And they do not see their moral characteristic being drawn into question just because of who they sleep with and have sex with. And what about the priest or the rabbi or the nun or the bishop or the pontiff? They get up to all sorts of things with parishioners and with their people in their parishes, and they are caretakers and they soothe people's souls. They take their money, they teach them certain dogmas and doctrines, and sometimes they help to bury the dead, and sometimes they help to marry the hopeful, and they do all sorts of things. And what is the truth about the individual behind the behaviors? What is the truth of this man or woman who is your bishop or your priest or your preacher or your spiritual guide or your spiritual director, as they are called in other places, we understand? What is the truth of the being? Are they congruent? Perhaps not if they are humans. How congruent or incongruent are they? And how do you know? Are you with them in the quiet, dark nights of their own souls, or in their homes with their families, or if they are single, with their companions, or with their deep, dark secrets, or with the way they eat, or what they drink, or what sort of online, on television sorts of things they watch and enjoy, and what do they read, and what do they think about when they are not in front of a congregation or whatever it may be called? You do not know the truth of anyone else, even if you live with them. You do not know their innermost secrets because they do not tell them. That is why they are called a secret and innermost. Sometimes you do not even know the truth about yourself. Some of you who are awake to the possibility that you may not understand yourself completely, and you are desirous to so do, have been on journeys of self-discovery for, some of you, many years or decades. And you are still discovering things about yourself that maybe everyone else knew and you were blind to. Or maybe you have been such a good actress or actor that no one knows the truth about that part of who you are, including yourself. Perhaps you are really arrogant and you have chosen to be very shy, and so you are arrogant quietly. People would not perhaps know that unless they had seen you act out in a moment where you were not guarded about your arrogance. Or perhaps you are very shy and you have learned to be very gregarious in public, because that is what was rewarded when you were going through childhood in school, at church or synagogue or in public or by your parents or by someone else whose approval you really required in order to feel good about yourself. So you learn to be gregarious when in fact you are really quite a retiring soul and would prefer to be on your own or with a select few who are comfortable for you. We will let the airplane that is flying very close and very low go over so we can have a volume back here. Thank you. And what is the truth that reminds us of travel now in the COVID age? Is it true that the TSA and all of that sort of looking through your luggage, making you take off your shoes and in some cases most of your clothing so that they can see you and take a full body scan of you or a palpating pat here and there to see if you really are, if that is fat or if that is a money packet stolen away underneath your clothing or whatever? Do those regulations now, 20 years on from 9/11, which was the beginnings of that entire money-making routine worldwide, is that still necessary in the same ways? Is the truth that you are safer now because of TSA, a truth, perhaps. There may be some truth to it. Is it true, though, that you need to be x-rayed every time you travel or vaccinated and boosted every time you think about traveling? And or. Much of what you do in your world on planet Earth is collective reaction rather than truth. Collective collaboration to create truth and keep it in place until something that makes more sense to more of you comes along, and then you switch from truth A or B to truth C, because it's an updated version, enough updated version that you are willing to switch and to think that you have actually changed to something more true, when in fact you have just changed a version of truth. So in order for us to have a series about deciphering distortions, we must have some sense of, is there a truth or truths to which we can calibrate in order to understand what a distortion of truth or reality or what seems to be your experience in life. Must there be a truth in order for there to be a distortion? Is the question. And if there must be a truth, who decides what that is? And when that truth has been proven, if it ever is, to not be the truth or even a truth, what do you do then? Do you make up a new one? Do you borrow someone else's? Do you give in to the chaos and go a little bit crazy looking for something that you can pin distortions to in calibration terms? It will be quite interesting for us to travel together through these 12, perhaps we can call them little gateways or little portals into and through the possibilities of truth and consequence and truth and chaos and chaos and distortions. We do love you, for you are very brave to be in human form, and it is a deliberate thing that your soul does from time to time send you to Earth, this or another Earth somewhere in another galaxy, for exactly this sort of consideration. For Creator is mind and heart, all of it underneath the umbrella of love. If you believe this as truth, we would like to promulgate it as a possibility of the one and only truth, that love is the only thing there is. And calibrating to love, then perhaps you can figure out a truth. And if you can figure out a truth, then perhaps you do have a soul, and perhaps you are an eternal energy signature that moves through time and space and learns about creation by being part of it in ways that Creator cannot be in any other way than through you and through your homework reports when you come back from an incarnation somewhere as human or other life form, or just energy in galaxies that are far away from wherever you started. And so as you all report back to creation what it is that you have learned by being part of creation, going out exploring creation, is it true that Creator grows and evolves because of you and with you as a molecule of creation? We would like to put this forward as a possible truth. It's a rather grand view. And it makes a lot of sense out of a lot of nonsense that you go through in each lifetime. Some of you do not even believe in multiple lifetimes. So you will have to deal with the truth of a given one precious lifetime to which you calibrate all of the chaos and all of the meaning and all of the love and all of what looks like not love to you. Perhaps in some ways that is easier than thinking about time and space and infinity and eternity. And in other ways, it may be too limited for you to understand that in our truth, you are a divine being in human form and a master on a masterful journey throughout time and space. And regardless of what you really are, what the truth of who you really are is, we love you. And that is the truth as far as we are concerned. Go now with our love and every blessing. And for now, adieu.
Thank you for listening. Please join us for future podcasts on this same channel.